What's up, you guys? Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're at in the world. This is Ray B with CryptoZag. I have changed the name of this show. Before, I had it Bank on Bitcoin, but I'm not just about Bitcoin. I'm about any and all cryptocurrencies. I'm about the cryptocurrency space. I think it's revolutionary, and I think we all should know everything we can about it. I hope you guys are doing awesome. Listen, I wanted to leave some information about something that sometimes I think is overlooked when it comes to the cryptocurrency space. When Bitcoin rises, you notice that a lot of the other cryptocurrencies rise, like EOS or Stella or Tron. These various ones rise. And when Bitcoin falls, they tend to either level out or generally follow suit and fall as well. Why is this the case? Many people talk about that this happens, but they seldom say why. I like to tell you why this happens. Generally, if you go to buy cryptocurrency, you have to spend your fiat dollars and transfer that over to a gateway cryptocurrency. Okay, let's give Coinbase as an example, right? Coinbase carries four different gateway monies that they'll transfer from fiat to crypto. The first one being Bitcoin, because it's the largest market cap. It has like 41% of the market cap over all cryptos, right? So naturally, people buy Bitcoin initially. Or they'll buy Ethereum, or they'll buy Litecoin, or they'll buy Bitcoin Cash on Coinbase. Now, Bitcoin being the one that everybody knows about, they generally buy that one. And when they buy that, they'll say they may have the intentions of holding it, or they may have the intentions of buying another cryptocurrency that's not a gateway currency. So they may want to buy, say, Tron, for instance. So they'll go and they'll buy that, and then they'll go transfer their money over to an exchange that sells Tron, say like Binance, for instance. When they end up transferring over it, then they're able to buy Tron. And that's why the cryptocurrencies outside of Bitcoin tend to rise. Why? Because people might not necessarily be buying Bitcoin for Bitcoin, but they're buying Bitcoin to buy another cryptocurrency. All right. And another thing is when they leave out, same thing. They fall because people want to cash out. So that's my explanation for that. Follow me on CryptoZag everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, even CryptoZag.com. Thank you.